Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
Well, it's official and it's grim. The single worst wildfire season in the state of Texas's history, and that's a long history. It's caused Texas Governor Rick Perry to return from the campaign trail to manage the response. Here was Perry yesterday. You heard it a moment ago, but here he was talking about one of the first worst spots in the fire, which encompasses about 180 fires throughout the state. This is him talking about the Bastrop Fire.
I have seen a number of big fires in my life. This one's as mean looking as I've ever seen.
Texas Governor Rick Perry, who grew up in rural Texas. We're joined again this morning by Tom Bogus, who's the director of the Texas Fire Service. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. It's the Texas Forest Service.
Also on the line is Peggy Feacock, who's the Austin Bureau Chief for the San Antonio Express News and the Houston Chronicle. Peggy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, Tom, let me start with you. I heard this morning that in some sense you're getting winds from a tropical storm, but because they have no rain, it's making the fighting of this fire much, much worse over the last 36 hours.
Yeah, we had a much better day yesterday. The winds is what caused the really a firestorm on Sunday and Monday. We had a combination of a cold front coming down from the north and the tropical storm. We're on northwest side of that tropical storm where the wind and dry area was. No rain, but a lot of wind. But the combination of those two really funneled those winds right down through a very populated part of the state, and the whole state has been very dry. So it was it just made for the perfect storm, and it really blew up on us on Sunday and Monday.
That's Tom Bogus, director of the Texas Forest Service. Peggy Feacock, Austin Bureau Chief for the San Antonio Express News and the Houston Chronicle. How beloved is this forested landscape around Austin that, as we've seen, has been so threatened by these fires?
Oh, well, it's a beautiful area. A lot of people live there, as you've heard, and it's a beautiful area for camping. I believe the Boy Scouts have a campsite there as well. It's really one of Texas' treasures.
And explain how the fire has moved into populated areas. I understand that as many as 5,000 people have been ordered out of the Bastrop area just in that one area, and that's just one of 180 fires.
That's right. People have had to evacuate often with very little notice. The governor was saying yesterday that more than 1,000 homes have been lost in this fire season, and I believe more than half of those have been lost just in the last week with these terrible fires that have happened in Central Texas area.
Tom Bogus, are we seeing an issue that relates to development strategies in rural areas? Are we seeing a wind and climate issue that has really exacerbated all of this? Or is it like you would find out in the Pacific Northwest where, lack of controlled burns over a long period of time, a management strategy has really contributed to something that's sort of exploded, much bigger than it would normally be?
Yeah, Texas is experiencing over the past several years of experiencing extreme rapid growth, and so you've got people moving in what we call the wildland urban interface, and so it's basically people moving from the city into the country, and where wild meets city, then you've got folks there, and especially in the I-35 corridor where you have 10 to 12 million people. And you have these fuels that are very volatile. Texas is a fire ecosystem, so it developed with fire over its history. And now you've got these folks that are living in there and building their homes and subdivisions where they love to live, but they're in a very volatile, very dangerous place. And so we do a lot of education with the thing called FireWise and building defensible space around your homes. But Sunday and Monday was a literal firestorm, and we have homes that were saved, and we're going to do an evaluation and assessment of those homes. But just give you an update now on that Bastrop fire that we were talking about,
right?
34,000 acres. Now, we were able to get a better, because the wind was light yesterday, and so our firefighters were able to make some headway, and we were able to get in there. Now, unfortunately, we did confirm two civilian fatalities. No information on that yet because their next of kin has not been notified. So that's the continuing tragedy of this fire. And we had to increase the homes from 476 to 550. And there's still very dangerous fire internally because it's a lot of land, 34,000 acres. We've got about 336 wildland firefighters out there and 100 law enforcement folks that are working on this fire, counting the aerial assets.
That's a huge army. The Texas Forest Service Director Tom Bogus there giving us an update on what's being deployed against these fires in Texas, the worst wildfire season in Texas history. Peggy Fikak, I'm taking some notes from what Tom was just saying there. He mentioned that this is a fire ecosystem, Texas is, and that they have to do a lot of education. Give me a sense of the people you've talked to, how unprepared they were for something like this. And that's not to criticize them at all. This does feel, even from as far away as New York, as something that came out of the blue.
Right. Well, I think a lot of people just, you know, were going about their business on the weekend and just didn't have an idea of how quickly the fires could spread and how quickly their own homes could be in danger. There were people who literally had time to just grab a few family pets and were happy to do that and a picture or two and were on their way. There was a woman who spoke to I believe it was Governor Perry and pointed to the shortened shirt she was wearing and said, "This is all I've got left." And so some of the fire officials yesterday were making the point that we, you know, everybody knows that this can be a danger, especially with the terrible drought we've been having, yet there probably aren't very many people who have, you know, this preparedness bag that they'd like you to have with the things you would need that are most important to you and the things you would need to get along if you had to evacuate your home. And so I think it's just people feel comfortable where they are.
And things that you would need very, very quickly. We've heard stories of people who, while they were on the phone with emergency officials, realized that they didn't have a matter of minutes, but a matter of seconds. Peggy Fikak, before we go, has Rick Perry, the governor, been a comforting figure in all of this, in the communities and the people that you've been able to talk to?
Yes. You know, he came back from South Carolina, where he was campaigning for president on Monday, went to Bastrop, spoke with people one-on-one, did another tour yesterday. He has asserted this leadership role as he had before in events like Hurricane Katrina when he welcomed evacuees to Texas. So this is one of the things that that he does well is sort of be this symbol of the Texas is taking care of things and trying to help the people who are devastated by this storm.
All right.
By these fires.
Peggy Fikak is Austin Bureau Chief for the San Antonio Express News and the Houston Chronicle. And best of luck to Tom Bogus, who's director of the Texas Forest Service, speaking to us from College Station, Texas. Tom and Peggy, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.